Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, sure.
Hi!
Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Welcome to Pocket Pod Animal Crossing. I said it in the right order this time. It is episode 16.
Yeah, it is.
Which means, that happen?
Right? I'm not wrong.
No, I think so. Sorry, that wasn't a correction.
Correction Greek. It's the beginning.
Oh, that means this week I'm your host.
Yay!
Leash.
Hi.
And guess what? What? I'd like to wish you both a very merry unbirthday to you.
To me?
To you. Who are you?
I'm Rar. Also Sarah.
And a very merry unbirthday to you.
To me?
To you. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Joelle or Joey Boy.
Oh, hi. Yep,
yay!
These are my friends.
Oh, that was a sweet welcome for Mary on birthday.
I did it.
That was a good idea.
I love it.
What's going on, guys?
It's a special day for podcasting because we're recording on Friday.
It's a special.
It's a Friday.
TGIF.
It's a crazy night.
Is Boy Meets World going to come on?
If you turn on Hulu, it's on whenever you want it to be.
Is it 1991 all over? Was it 90?
That was not.
93?
I think it was later, but yeah.
4?
I don't know.
90. Full House was late totes 90s. On.
Full House, faux show. And
Perfect
Family
Strangers?
Matters,
yes.
Show.
Yes.
Perfect Strangers? I don't know if that was Friday night, but maybe.
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe that wasn't TGIF.
That was like a Tuesday or something.
Yeah, yeah, it's fair.
Same channel.
Yes, and Family Matters is a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
There you go.
Day by day.
Day by day.
Over a different hand to play.
I don't know.
Oh, let's sing.
The deeper we fall, the stronger we stay. We'll make it better the second time around.
Oh, you guys, that's awesome.
I may have watched every episode of that show like a dozen times.
Also, fun fact, the little girl's name that went by Al, her name was Alicia.
Oh, I did not know. Yay.
Not in real life, I mean in the show.
In the show. Yeah, that's good. I get you.
Show by Al.
Aww.
Yeah.
Call me out.
We call you the other part of that.
Yeah. Leash. The middle
that's
part.
Right.
It's better
I wonder
than,
if we can meet someone called Sha.
Oh, Sha.
Or just Ya. Yeah.
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 Alicia.
Yeah.
Shia. Who's called Shia?
Shia.
Shia.
It's
I'd probably be
actual
Swedish.
Actual Friday night, guys.
Yes.
It's Friday night.
Oh, Fridays.
Oh, God. Well, do we want to go into our toesy woesies and some correction creeks?
We sure can, but I don't have a single one.
Oh, I have
schnurps.
One.
Oh, good.
Oh, yay. Good. I have some, too, if you want. Go first. Go first. You go.
So, I learned about Italian.
Oh, yeah, tell us. Oh, my gosh, yes.
I was way off.
Oh, no, it's okay. Tell us.
So, double C sound, the double C in Italian.
Yes.
Has no, like, bearing on whether it's a ch or a
what?
K sound.
It's just whatever it wants to be.
It's based on the vowel or consonant that happens after it.
Oh. Wow.
So, if there's an O afterwards, is it a K or a
yeah,
ch?
Yeah, it's a K. K. So, it's broccolo.
It's broccolo.
Oh, broccolo.
Broccolo.
Still sounds great.
Yeah.
No matter what.
But
no matter
that's
what,
why focaccia
he has a crazy name. I love it.
Is Chuck, because the I.
There's an I, so it makes it ch. Okay.
This is cool. Oh, I hope I remember this. This
and
is
if there's
good.
An H, it's like you ignore that the H is even there and you follow the next vowel that's there.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow. That's awesome.
I think.
Learning
or maybe
stuff?
It's a consonant. I don't remember. I'm not gonna follow up on this one.
It's fine.
I'm thinking about Pinocchio.
We have a one correction
hard,
limit, right?
Hard. One correction.
We no longer do a
we don't correction
on the correction.
Maybe it's yeah. H is a hard sound because it's not a I
well,
or an A.
Maybe.
I would encourage if you
care.
Find this interesting and would like to learn more. Use the internet.
It's a big old pile of I don't care anymore.
And if you want to educate us, Twitter.
That's also true.
We are welcome.
Welcome to corrections on Twitter for sure. Oh, but that's really cool.
Yeah.
Broccolo.
Yeah.
Broccolo.
Yeah. Sweet. And also confirmed that the previously rare, not so rare.
Oh, yes.
Fish.
Yes.
And bugs. No longer say rare.
That's
however,
true.
Joelle was correct in saying that they still have like a little fun message.
Special,
it just doesn't say rare anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So the ones that were formerly rare are still treated special.
They're special but not rare.
Right.
They're like we're not going to make you think they're rare. They're just, you're just going to recognize they're a little different. They're still special.
Yeah.
They're still special.
They're still special, but they're not rare.
That's right. Can I share my little tidbit? Mine is related to what are horns made of?
Oh.
So this is a really fun thing. So, well, for me, because I'm such a nerd for biology things.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill. Okay.
He's cuckoo for copepods.
I do not know what this is a reference to.
It was one of his episodes where he said, I'm cuckoo for I can't even say it. I'm cuckoo for copepods.
What is a copepod?
I think it's like, oh God, now we're going to have a correction creek about this.
Well, we're going to,
I want to say animal? It's like a little like water spore.
Oh.
Copepod. Like it's like a microscopic little spiky ball.
That sounds
microscopic spiky ball.
A copepod are a group of small crustaceans found in the sea in nearly every freshwater habitat.
You did say water though, right?
So are they spiky?
They look kind of spiky.
There you go. You're right. You're totally right all along.
I'm just trying to prevent a correction creep next week.
Well, to help, we were wondering, are horns made of the same thing hair is made of? So for bovines, they do have a thin coating of keratin on the outside of their horns.
Oh.
So that's made. That's the same stuff that hair is made
of. That's hair, yeah.
But here's a cool thing I learned as an extra thing. Rhino horns are unique that they are entirely made of keratin. Ooh. So our friend Merengue's little strawberry horn is made out of hair. Keratin.
But question, why is it not fingernails? Isn't fingernails keratin as well?
Well, I think they're both the same material. But that's a good question. Like, so it's still keratin. I guess it's because it's easier to say.
So I don't consider my fingernails hair.
But they're made of the same stuff that hair is. That's true. It's not really hair, but it's the same material. Okay. It's the same. Yeah, so it's not correct. It's not like you could braid it.
Yeah.
It's not like you could, no, so it's not like hair-like,
or
it's just
comb
the same, it. Yeah, totally correct. Oh, I see, this is going back to the, is it the same, it's still, if we're going to our hairdo you do,
yes.
It's still not
classic
hair.
Do we have a follow-up
hair.
To that?
Oh!
As correction creep?
I forgot, I wanted to pull it up. Oh, I will have that.
Did we have a poll?
Yes, we had the poll, so I'm going to pull that up and see what it is. If you have any other corrections,
well, the only other one that I had was from you, Rar, when you confirmed, when you dressed up as a little boy.
Yes!
That the sporties do call you bro.
That's true.
And
bro,
not,
and not brosif.
Yeah.
Which I feel like bro, it's like not terrible. I wouldn't mind as a female player, I wouldn't mind if they just called me bro.
There's one character that says bro, comma, brosifine. Like,
oh, really?
Isn't that cool, bro? Brosifine? It really
confused
me. I did
not remember that. I'm going to look for that and I'll screen cap it because that sounds super fun.
And so now I'm wondering what happens if you're a boy and they say bro.
Oh, and that was another thing that when you play as a boy character, as I learned from my weekend as a boy last weekend.
Sarah's weekend as a boy.
My weekend as a boy. that sweet fuchsia still says her catchphrase is still girlfriend.
Yeah.
So she'll say things she says like
girlfriend.
She's so cute. Yes.
She does her own thing.
She does her own thing.
What if fuchsia is the first transgender? That's a wig. What are the
Oh, that's right. We're gonna
I
mean, I would
say
I'm
that
still
she
looking. Sorry,
exclusively
I got this
has to be transgender, but maybe she is.
Or she could just be dragged, or she could
Or
she could just be interested in wigs and
or
makeup.
This is also
really,
true.
Yeah, just
and
really
it doesn't matter her gender's irrelevant.
I'm just
that's true.
Yeah, it's irrelevant. Although
she
is pink.
That's right.
That's true.
In some way she identifies as female.
At some point she got a pink stamp in the hospital.
That's right.
Instead of a blue stamp.
As
the Animal Crossing
by
baby hospital.
Muppet babies. Yes.
Oh, Muppet
oh my
babies.
Gosh. Oh my gosh, so you had a picture of Tex as a Tex Jr. with his little like outfit
the
Muppet babies of Animal Crossing. That was the preciousest.
I visited.
So sweet. And a friend, that's right. It was not of your making, but you witnessed the young Tex.
Yes, I did not do that, Joel. I wouldn't do that to him.
Out of
I was
respect.
So upset when I saw it. I was like, what have you done to Tex? He's cooler than that.
He's a cool guy. So, okay, I have the results. So the winning vote for Fuchsia's hairdo was, it's a wig. You do you, girlfriend.
Girlfriend!
So that one, that edged out. Yep. Over the it was own hair and fur, and for our friend Mary or Mary as the case may be,
Mary
all her fans agree no one owns the tassel wig like Mary.
It is true.
Both won for the wig action.
Wigs.
Yeah,
wigs.
There
all
you
the way.
Have it. You heard it here first, guys.
That's right. It's official now. The decisions
wigs
have been
away.
Made. We love animals. Love wigs. I don't know. I mean, oh gosh, guys, have you seen the cat wigs? I don't even know if that's still a thing. You need to look. I'll we'll look this up later.
Like in the real world?
In real life?
Real world, someone online, and this is from a few years back, made cat wigs, and they have these fashion model cats that can A, tolerate wearing something on their bodies. Oh,
the
sorry.
Cats are wearing wigs. Whoa,
that is some. That's an important designation. It is not. It is yes. not a wig made out of a cat. That would be terrifying.
Well, that's like the Donald Trump cats, right?
No, I haven't seen this.
Where you like would take their own fur that you'd like brush and then just put it on top of their head.
This is actually just like supermodel wigs on cats. Just yes. literally Google cat wig. Everyone listening, Google
yes,
cat
please.
Wig.
And do yourself a favor.
And the very third picture is the most supermodel like wig. In flying in the air, sort of
this pose. Elegant
beautiful.
Ridiculousness.
Just okay. beautiful.
I can't wait.
Yes,
there's
just
some lion's manes in here as well. It's adorable. Oh, and a Jack Russell Terrier with a red curly hair.
What is he doing posing in there with a cat wig?
He's
an imposter.
Poorly tagged.
Although I do love Jack Russell Terriers. They're adorable.
They are adorable. Aww.
But dogs. As far as I think that's all I had for any corrections.
Well, I'm all done too.
Sweet.
Cool.
Corrections are done, guys.
Travel on down to the fashion falls. Fits your life.
Nice.
So we're going with that one?
Yes. Yes.
Moaning it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think
Fashion Bug would mind.
I think Fashion Bug has retired that one many moons ago.
Real question is there still Fashion Bug around?
I think there is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, they have a website. I don't know that they still have a...
Oh.
Have like a brick and mortar.
We should check it out. Maybe they have some...
What's their tagline now?
I couldn't possibly tell you.
Strangely enough, it fits your life. No, just kidding. Aww. No. But yeah, fashion falls. Well, so what's up with fashion?
What you wearing?
Oh, what you wearing?
Wait, do we want to start with that or do we want to lead with the new stuff that we got from the event?
Yeah, let's talk about the event clothes first.
Okay. Sweet.
And then, well, there's multiple different layers of event and clothing. So
Oh, dear God, I just hit the...
Everything's under control.
So there's the Alice event. There's the part three of the Super Mario event.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think that had started by the time we podcasted last week.
No, it hadn't.
And then there's also the clothes that were released
so
as well.
So much good stuff, guys. This week has been full
of
goodness.
Yes. This is supposed to be a fashion-heavy episode.
Yeah.
So where should we start?
Well, then, in that case, let's just say what we're wearing. Because okay. so much.
Get that over
so
with.
So much to say.
That's cool. Okay.
Joelle?
Okay. This bridges, I think, multiple categories.
Nice.
Yes.
I am wearing the Newsies cap. Thank you very much.
What is it called?
I think it's called, like, the Paperboy cap.
I think it is called Paperboy cap, which is also, I mean, it's essentially Newsies. Come on.
But I'm carrying the banner, guys. That's what's happening.
You're doing great.
And,
got it.
And so that paired with the Alice dress
looks
really
it's
good.
It's so cute.
Right? Oh, I love it. And then I'm wearing, I think, the blue glasses because it all goes well together.
Nice.
And then I'm wearing the Mary Jane Alice shoes with these black and white, which I guess are brown and white striped socks.
Oh my gosh, best socks ever.
Mm-hmm. I think they're perfect. For a while I was wearing the whatchamacallit, the Cheshire Cat outfit.
Oh, yeah, that's fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think I wore seven outfits this week.
Yeah, it's been a lot, too.
Outfit-heavy week. So sweet.
Are you done?
Yeah, that's
it.
I mean, I don't think I can wear anything else. Head to toe.
Well, you're not wearing glasses?
No, she did.
Blue glasses.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I can follow up to say I'm wearing those brown and white socks, too, because they're so perfect with the Mary Janes. They're so cute. I'm wearing it with the Mary Janes, and then I have the new black denim shirt because that is the it's great.
Skirt.
The black denim skirt.
That looks really good with all of the checkered shirts. I tested it.
Because we need more denim. Yes.
I know.
At least more denim. I really like it.
At least
it.
It's a change. It's
I like
not
it
blue.
Better than all the stupid blue skirts.
I know. We might need some like other color skirts, but
or
black is good.
Or polka dots, please.
Oh my gosh, yes, we know there's polka dots on the way. They've
and
got
plates.
To be. And I have my NTDO shirt, aka the Nintendo shirt. That's the black shirt with the red ringer.
I
and
want
the
one
new
of shirts in real life.
Me too. Oh my gosh, Joelle, I will tell you more about this. Oh. I'm trying to pursue this.
What'd you say?
I want one of those NTDO shirts
yes,
in real life.
Absolutely. Oh. I also do. And I was wearing the black cap, which is the new one. That's the cute little black hat with the little brim.
It's
that
like the hipster cap.
Smart
oh, I love it.
Of them to release, to like be able to purchase
so you can twin.
In the real
I would
life.
100% spend real money on
I would,
shirts.
I would
obviously
totally
it doesn't
twin.
Need to be all of them.
No.
I mean,
if
like
they
like
just
one.
Release the Halo.
Surely they can do research.
Can you imagine how cute I'd be in the real Halo?
Oh, your arms would be very tired.
I would just carry it all the time.
Or the Nemo hairpin. Totally.
Also great.
Surely they can. I forgot what I was going to say now.
But, surely. Please don't call me Shirley.
I remember now. Surely, and don't call me Shirley. Surely.
sentences are hard.
Words. they can pull like research and figure out who wears what most frequently.
Like, what are the most popular,
I'm sure they have metrics on that.
Shirts. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they're storing all our data.
They know all things.
Why wouldn't they?
So they could take the most popular ones. And obviously, I'm not asking for like an Alice dress or a peach dress. Yeah.
But maybe the crown or a halo.
Oh, yeah. Buy the t-shirt.
Let's
start simple.
Start small.
They are small.
Sit the par low, Joelle.
I don't know what you're talking about. These are very low
bar
requests.
Surely they could make the NTDO shirt.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Are the sleeves a different, like the cup?
It's got the, cups, it's
a ringer. It's a ringer.
Let me tell you.
It's a ringer.
Yesterday, I was searching the internet to find a black shirt with a red ringer. It's really hard. You can find red shirts with the black ringer.
Oh.
And white shirts with black, white shirts with red. Black shirt with red ringer is very hard. The only thing I could find was a pre-printed shirt for the Chicago Bulls.
Which is why Nintendo should just release it. I just thought it was like an olive color.
I thought it was like a dark gray.
Yeah. Dark gray. Oh. I guess in fairness, it is a dark gray.
I thought it was like green. Maybe my eyes are screwy.
Well, I mean, it might be a little different on your screen.
It might look different on different phones.
I'd say don't stress yourself. I would be happy if I could find a black one with red ringer. Yeah. So seeking it. Because I could totally make a screen print and make it happen because I want that shirt.
That's awesome.
I was definitely thinking that yesterday. I was like, "Arr." But yeah.
I like that shirt a lot.
But Leisha, what are you wearing?
Oh, well, I have to change my shoes because...
Oh!
Because we're all wearing the same Mary Janes.
And I was thinking in the car ride home, wouldn't this outfit look just darling with...
The
bow tie shoes. The Alice dress. I looked at the Alice dress today and I went, holy crap, that looks like
perfect.
The bow tie shoes.
Right? It's perfect. See, it has the black top little like
it has
striping
the little
piping.
Lapel thingy. It looks like the
it's
bow
perfect.
Tie.
It really
so
is.
So I think you need to put the bow tie shoes on, Leash.
Yeah. Do I want the black stockings or do I want the black leggings?
You could also wear the black and white striped
That's
socks.
True.
Yeah, I could. Let's see what that looks like.
Oh. The answer is adorable.
Okay. You guys ready for my
yes,
little
tell outfit? Tell it. Lay it on us.
Well, I'll start from the bottom now. I'm wearing the bow tie shoes.
What?
Yay.
What? Papa?
And now the brown and white, technically brown and white, but really black and white.
Yeah, I know. Black and white.
I call shenanigans. It is black and white.
I know. Gosh, gosh.
And then I'm wearing the Alice dress, which I love.
Yes. Yeah. It's very cute.
Oh. And I'm wearing the peach crown.
Yay! Oh, I love peach crown.
And I'm wearing pigtails.
Yay! Yep. And they're so and cute. Your
and,
hair color.
And they're beautiful.
My color. I went blonde this week.
It's so pretty.
Because I liked it better than the wig that they were offering me.
Because the wig is not that much better, but just a little bit better.
Right.
Than the blue wig.
Slightly
and I was
different.
Like, I could just change my hair color.
Yes, and it's so
I don't
sweet.
Need to be.
It's true,
brown
and then you could wear
right
a
now.
Crown too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Which you
not?
Could not do with the wig for
so
sure.
So I briefly this week wore the blonde wig with those crazy effing glasses.
The creepy glasses.
And
what do they
call
them? I forgot.
And I was walking around and I was like, I don't. The problem with that is you don't recognize yourself,
right?
And I kept looking at myself, going, "Whose camp am I in? This is my own camp."
It is weird because your expressions, you always have the same looking expression.
And you glow. It was just, it was too much. And then my brother
funny,
did
like
it too and with his hair, but he put the glasses on.
I love it.
I was like, please
oh
stop.
My gosh. I really wanted my animals to be able to wear it because I thought,
no.
I just wanted
I
to
like,
see
did
him
I,
with those
do
glasses.
I know?
That would have been
know.
Amazing on Bill.
Oh my gosh, it'd be so weird. I love it. I just want it for the weird factor. It would have been fun. But no,
I'd rather an animal
only.
Be weird than my character.
Speaking of weird factor.
What's that? Tell us, what's the weird?
What weird wig weird? Were you wearing this week, Robert?
Oh, I wore it. I wore the in honor of our new Alice wig. I broke out the old blue wig that I'd never ever once wore. And I took pictures of myself and then I wore it. I kept it on and Joelle and
Leash
saw
were
me.
Offended. My eyes were offended.
I said so. I received some messages
at
these circles. I know. Oh, I didn't even think about it. I honestly did not.
Yeah,
we should have all worn it on April Fool's. That would have been great.
I was scrolling through my friend group, my friend feed, and I was like, la la la, who's wearing that stupid ugly wig? And I looked at it, so I was Sarah, and I was like, you're fired.
It was
Get
so
out.
Fun. It was so fun. It is terrible. I could not bear it for very long. I'm surprised it lasted as long as it did. But yes, I was able to appreciate what the subtle differences were between the blue wig and the Alice wig.
I saw you
that
you had a compare and contrast.
The
same spot.
Yes,
she took a picture
the same
of
place.
The same spot.
Oh, which I learned something interesting. Side note, Did you know what the, first of all, oh, another correction. I kept calling it a temple last week. It's just, it's the Red Shrine, okay. Right. Which I meant to look up what the difference
also
is.
Also not a
it.
Chapel.
Well, I mean, but chapel is adorable. But if you look
go
at
to the chapel,
and, but the little, there's a little like pond that runs in front of the shrine and there is a little koi fish that swims around
no.
inside.
I didn't
yes.
notice that.
Holy cow,
it's
so cute.
But you can't catch
cute.
That one.
Oh, I've not tried, cause but it doesn't let you have the fishing rod, so I guess the answer is no. probably no.
So I know we're probably not in the random chatter yet, but just can we talk
Why
about
not?
The shrine briefly?
Yeah.
What are the animals doing?
Making wishes is what they explicitly say. Which
Because all I saw was an animal going, and I'm we're on a podcast, but I'm just going to go like this.
Shaking
oh, shake, kind of like, I think they might be shaking a bell that's up at the thing.
Okay.
So that's like probably make a wish and
I
ring
was like,
the bell.
Why are they fighting with it?
Oh,
like,
they're punching
they
it. Why are they so angry? Well, I know that one of my lazy villagers said, or excuse me, campers, was saying how they wished for all the food and then like listed a bunch of foods they wanted. So that's what they were wishing for, which I thought was kind of cute.
Oh, I see. It's a wishing
Wishing
fountain,
wishing
temple,
shrine, yes.
chapel.
Yes.
Cool.
It was sweet. But yeah, that's what's happening at the place where there's also koi fish in the little front thingamajig. But yes.
So more fashion?
More fashion. Oh, that wig. That was it. I was comparing, contrasting. Yes. I wore it. It happened.
So we compared the Alice wig
yes.
to the ugly blue
so,
wood nymph.
We found the Alice wig is not as, it did not offend us.
It's
as
not
much.
As offensive. I still did not like it.
Yeah, I didn't love it.
It was not my hair color. It was not my hair shape.
It was too light.
Good point.
Because
it didn't
Alice
change.
Alice has long hair from my memory.
Yes, it didn't
memory.
Tint your hair like the fun Lottie.
I did.
Lottie
I really would love another Lottie-esque
yes.
wig.
Yes, Nintendo, give us another one. That could be an Hey Nintendo. Because
then I could go back to purple and get a cool purple. Because the problem is I don't like the purple that they have. It's too bright.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If I could get a Lottie purple.
Oh, that yeah. Lottie wig is the best wig.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
More that.
I'd also like a long-haired hair option.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all very short.
And that was what I was thinking of with the Alice wig. I was like if this was the real Disney Alice, the hair would be stick straight, long, adorable.
Like bred back and
mm-hmm.
like that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, still cute. I've enjoyed it very much. And the Cheshire Cat outfit is, I mean, Wonderland
adorable.
Cat.
Okay,
so
my only
cute.
Issue with the Cheshire Cat outfit is it's adorable, but when you turn around, there's no tail.
I know.
Yes.
Why no
Agreed.
Tail? I agree.
Every
that
time
would make
someone
it
turned
ideal.
Around, I was like, oh, no tail.
I know.
I kept looking for
you
it.
You would think it was going to be there because it would be so perfect.
And it would be really cute. Like, instead of a mask, you would have got the Cheshire Cat grin.
Oh.
But I don't know if a certain company has a trademark
oh,
on
right.
that.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's dangerous territory, I guess. But that's such a, I mean, oh, well. It's cute as it is.
Super cute.
We can imagine it being cuter. Yeah. Tail. Cheshire
they did
Cat
a great
grin.
Job with this.
Yes, it's
they
true.
Did,
so
they
sweet.
Did.
I remember like looking through like the rewards and I'm like, oh my God. Do what?
I know all the things.
I'm really digging my tea party campsite
oh my gosh,
right now.
So
I'm very
cute.
Happy.
Oh, I love it.
It's
Except
very sweet.
I ran out of space again.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Between Nintendo and
yeah.
Alice.
I had to turn my little Nintendo
or
block
Mario.
Or my Mario Party block thing into like a little corner of my campsite
yes.
so I could extend my because the table's huge
yes it is oh my gosh and I think they did mention didn't they mention that we're going to get more
yes,
space
they did.
Yes so that has been teased
that was this morning's announcement was
yesterday?
That
this morning
or is that yesterday I don't know
or a couple
it was,
days ago
I know I was like it wasn't this morning was
know.
It it's,
everything's
this week
a blur
has been weird.
It was sometime this week
I feel like yeah. I've been playing this Alice event forever
although
it's
this,
been like a
the,
week
the gardening has been much easier with like the turn at least
oh,
I don't have
so
to spend
nice.
So much time it's like I can just visit really quick and move out
oh man
and
the gardening is so much faster now it's
great.
A blessing
yes thanks
are we done with fashion
oh,
falls
I think
did,
so.
We
wanna
did we talk
meander?
About
the oh the new stuff
peach clothes we,
oh
we
peach clothes yep
crown
the new clothes in the crafting
the hat and the two hats we mentioned are both in
mm-hmm.
that there's the lime dress
yep
oh shoot I think I even
oh the, there's the safety hat
the safety
oh
hat, that's
the safety
right.
hat which
safety
goes great
hat.
With the daisy shirt
you
as Rar and I
yes it was a perfect
I didn't know
I took a picture with you because it's
so like,
cute
oh it's so awesome
it's so perfect
oh and those cool striped pants those are
oh the red striped pants
I haven't actually tried mine yet but I did craft
red striped pants are very cute I would wear those
also go great with the daisy shirt
yes that's what you were wearing it was perfect we also have the kids smock we mentioned the candy gingham shirt was new I think wasn't it the long sleeve
yes
Candy Gingham.
So.
The hibiscus hairpin is so
yeah.
sweet. So we can look like June.
Yeah, that's really pretty.
Yeah.
That's right. We can all look like June.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wonder
yeah.
if you could put it in June's hair.
Oh.
On the other side.
Right? Just really mess with
I think
her.
It does work. I think the hibiscus hairpin can go in animals. I know
I
one
think
of the
can.
Items
I think
couldn't.
I checked.
Okay.
Because
so
I've already made two because I checked
first. Couldn't. I can't remember. There's something that was like, oh, this doesn't work with the animals, but I don't remember.
Well, the glasses.
Your eyes.
Oh, the funny glasses.
Yeah.
Darn it, those funny glasses. Which are called funny glasses.
Oh. That's a dumb name.
Yeah. Oh, and we forgot, we got funny money on April Fool's
Day. Oh, that's right. We got
pranked. It's not really fashion, but that's,
it was a, yeah, it was a thing that got released. But that was like, I couldn't figure out what the interaction was. I put it on a table and no one was doing anything. So I put it on the ground and the animals just sort of laugh at it.
Sometimes it, like, I've noticed, like, I had Merengue was looking at it today and she was like doing this like devious look, like, and then smiling. And
oh, maybe that's what it was. I thought they were just laughing, but they were doing like a devious laugh.
I think it depends, because I definitely had some characters who never did anything other than like the happy flowery thing. So maybe they were getting
like,
tricked.
Woohoo, money.
Yes. And then like Merengue was definitely plotting and scheming, which was super cute.
That's my girl.
Yeah, she's clever. She's a cutie.
I saw her cute little tail like whipping around when she talks. It's so cute.
I've never noticed.
It's I will look out.
It's like flips up and goes floopity floops.
Speaking of my second BFF Merengue, guess what happened today?
What happened? Did you get a picture?
Yay!
Oh, yay!
Congratulations! So she and Tex are side by side in my camp.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. When I visited your camp earlier today, I did see you had your Tex picture out, like, isolated by itself with all the tea party. So you could, like, appreciate, pay respects to Tex, and then go to play at the tea party.
This is Tex's memorial.
Oh, gosh.
She's dead to my camp.
He's no longer welcome here.
Welcome here. So and now poor Merengue's never coming back
either. She'll be back.
That's the problem when you love them so much that you have to set them free.
Oh, you can always invite them back, just like,
or you could just ignore funsies. Them in your camp
for funsies
at all times.
Well, I mean, they still give you, they can give you a good amount of essences if you're looking for
it's
essences
true.
So
it's
I
true.
Mean that's up.
I don't know why I need essences anymore though, now that I finished all my amenities.
I know
well, I feel like I need to collect them up to 999.
I know, just to see how far
you can take it.
Challenge,
well,
right?
No, well, I was thinking, I was like, okay, there's got to be, if they're still letting us get essences, it's clear that there's going
to
be
that
use
many.
For them.
Well,
there's going to be,
you do need them for the 10,000 bell items.
Yeah, but you only need a little, but
you
I figure.
You need three here, four there.
There's got to be more amenities on the way, right?
Yes.
Eventually.
Well, I definitely am stocking up on my Harmonious.
Yes.
Because whatever the next one is, it's probably going to have Harmonious as its secondary.
Oh, that's a trend. You've noticed that trend. Yay.
Good call. But yes, so stocking up.
So I have like 150 of those.
Nice.
Ready to go.
Sweet.
I'm trying to figure out what I should do for my trades before the event is over.
I know. I've used my oranges.
Like, I kind of just want bells. I don't know, but like...
Well, I did use up my orange roses for all of, I used the essences for all of those, so I've stocked up for those little allotments. Mm-hmm. I haven't given up my blue roses for the essences yet, because I'm like,
neither.
I kind of want to, like, I got more of the card screens, so I love them so much, and I'm like, what else do I want? Do
and
I want some more
thing,
dresses, because those are so cute?
I don't know what I need.
You can put them on your fan.
We already have three card screens without even getting more.
I know.
Yes.
So I'm like, I think I'm good there.
I want it all.
I don't
of
know,
them.
I don't really know. I have to see what the dress looks like on an animal
before
I actually do
it. And did you notice that the card ones, when you flip them over, they're different?
Yes. Ace on the other side.
Ah,
oh, I love it so much.
So clever. I like that they're multi-sided.
The cards really make me want to bust out my Honey, I Shrunk the Kids again. Just
yes.
They'll be so awesome.
Hey, you've got all the time.
I got everything.
Whatever you want. It's
I can do whatever
ready.
I want.
That's right. It's
you can
your
do
camp.
Whatever you want.
It's your camp.
You can do what you want.
Yeah, those. And the cake is so adorable. And just seeing the animal stand
know,
in front of it is so cute.
Two of them? Just,
I know.
Like, do I need two?
I have them in my camp, and I'm just like, what do I do with you?
Well, that's
they're
like,
just pretty.
And those were like two from the game, like the game you play.
Yeah.
And then you can like add on like the loads of teacups. I'm like, I feel like two stacks of all those teacups is more than sufficient for me.
For my party, there's only nine people in your camp at any time. Maybe 10 if you have a visitor.
That's right.
Yep.
11, 12.
And
if you
note
have...
that you can only put 40 items in your camp at
oh
any
my gosh,
given time.
I know, that's
so
true.
Where are you going to fit all those animals?
So tiny.
Can't get all this stuff, guys.
Teeny
but yeah,
tiny.
They wanted to give us the options, all the options. You can
very
just have a teacup filled
very kind.
Table.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to do a lot of the trades in the end. I kept looking at them going, I'm never going to use this.
I know, right?
Like I think the two teapots, they gave you two teapots. They gave you two stacks of cups.
Right.
I think that.
That's pretty good.
And the two cakes.
Yes,
and the dress.
Are we in What's New, Pussycat?
I think we ended
up
in What's New.
Yeah, let's smoothly transition.
What's new,
Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah.
Okay. So we're here.
Hi.
So we had the egg event.
Yay.
Eggs with legs.
Those
eggs
scramblers.
Scramblers, that's right.
Precious.
So cute.
Are.
So
are?
Cute. That's right, they're still around.
They are
still
around.
Around.
I'm sorry. In my head, it's over.
And they're cheating. Yeah, we're done.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. We can still collect and share.
Although
for
I still need to return several scramblers.
The moment I saw those stupid little eggs, the first thing I thought of was that character from Garfield.
Yeah,
Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Yep.
Oh,
Sheldon.
I thought that too.
I'm glad I wasn't alone.
And their teeny tiny top kids. Hats. Yes. So cute.
So precious. Oh my god,
those top hats were like to die for.
That was such a sweet treat. And then when you missed them and they ran away, like I
so cute.
They scrambled.
I tried to catch them one by one because I wanted to see what they would do when they quote flew away. That was my knowledge of.
Yeah.
And they like take their little teeny tiny feet.
Run.
Little scramblers.
So cute. They were all precious. It was a great.
I did take issue with their name just because I think of egg and scramblers as a very different thing.
But they scrambled away.
I'm sure they thought that was a hilarious pun on their part because you can scramble eggs.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I think they were very proud of themselves.
These eggs.
Oh no!
They're alive.
They're not for eating. They're for cuteness. They're for sharing. Yeah, they are really cute. And let's talk. We haven't talked about our friend Zipper T Bunny.
Oh, do we have a lot to say about
creepy effing Zipper?
I find him.
The stuff he would say, it, like, to the side in the tiny print.
You mean it when you tried sneaking behind him?
Well, not just that, but just that. Like,
geez, kid.
It was the geez, kid that made me realize that this is some old man. This was not a happy little bunny kid. There's an old dude in there who was like, I've been doing this for 40 years. Maybe, no one knows who I am.
Maybe when the whole thing is over.
We'll get a reveal?
We'll get a reveal.
I wish. I don't know.
The whole event.
Oh, like
because you know how you always have to say goodbye to him anyway. Yes.
Oh, that's true.
I don't expect that to happen.
I don't, but I really want to know because they made such a big deal of little Zipper. Oh, I know.
It's definitely.
He made a real big deal about that Zipper. I was just standing behind there. I wasn't meaning to look at a Zipper.
No, of course not. This doesn't happen.
I didn't say anything.
I talked to him multiple times. I wasn't
being impertinent. I was just walking over there. I got lost.
Sounds like a bunch of excuses, Joelle.
That's all I'm saying. And he was so careful. He was so
very protective about that zipper. Don't look at that. I mean, what are you doing?
He got a little bit of a guilty conscience when he was.
Oh. Don't spoil the magic.
Doesn't that mean protest too much?
Don't spoil the magic. I took so many screenshots of all the stupid stuff he did.
Oh, Zipper T Bunny.
But he cracked me up, and he was just bouncing constantly,
having to be so over.
He must have been so tired.
Yeah, exactly. He has to like use, or he or she's like doing everything so enthusiastically, and it's just like, sigh. Whatever. Just I'll be here when you're ready.
What
for
do
the
you
next
mean
one.
My head is oversized?
Right? That was like,
I like that one.
I was like, what? And then Benrar's like, check out his backside.
Check out that
because
booty.
He may or may not be an actual bunny. Have you seen a bunny recently? I know you've ignored Francine and Chrissy, but you know, they're normal sized bunnies. Oh, or Bunny with an IE. Bunny.
Oh yeah, Bunny.
Oh yeah, I like her. She's a level 20 with me.
She's cute too.
And then there's also the snake, the bunny.
Oh yeah.
Snake and Daddy.
I like him. And Daddy.
Daddy, I like Daddy.
Wow, I like Daddy too.
I like
all of them except for Francine and her stupid sister.
Do any of the bunnies other than Francine and Chrissy have noses? Or is everybody nose free?
I have no idea.
Nose idea?
I have nose idea.
I didn't even nose test.
I'm looking at bunnies.
Some had bunnies.
I think
noses. Bunny IE does not have a nose. Dotty does not have a nose.
The snake? Snake?
I bet he doesn't.
Chrissy has like a teddy bear nose.
Yeah, they've got like Chrissy and Francine both have little dot noses
Francine
that match their cheeks.
Francine has a little teddy bear nose. Snake does not have a nose.
Oh my gosh,
Hopkins
it's so weird.
Does not
Hopkins.
Have a nose.
Hopkins has a balloon.
Yeah, I don't even think of him as a bunny. He's a balloon. I know. No, I'm just kidding. He's a
How come all of our bunnies aren't real bunnies?
They're so
There's
cute.
There's a balloon
though.
Bunny.
Their noses
There's
are
a
assumed.
Old grumpy man inside a bunny costume. Bunny.
Oh snap. Oh, little Zipper T Bunny is so weird.
I like
it. It's so great. Yeah, I appreciate his enthusiasm.
So good. What else?
So good.
What else is new, Pussycats?
Do we have other new things? New stuff?
Well, we had the new Mario stuff.
Yeah,
we
did.
The fire.
Yeah, the fire bar.
Fire bar.
Oh,
that was the first thing
bar.
I purchased.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
I'm still working towards that one.
Fire bar
is pretty
dope. I have the two pipes now.
Pipes are great.
Oh, I love the pipes.
Pipes are awesome. So cute.
And the flagpole.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I went and bought that right quick.
I did too.
I'm so glad.
240 leaves. Holy joy.
That was the most of
the
most.
They gave us so many.
That's true. There were a lot more leaves this time.
Yes.
I like replenished that and more.
Well, I replenished it until that unfortunate incident this week.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
That was
sadness.
I cried. Leash
pressed a button accidentally.
I got a little happy.
It's okay. We've all been there.
I saw on the bottom that it said that my crafting was complete. And I was like, woohoo, my crafting's complete. And I tapped the first one, and I'm like, complete. And then the second one, I was like, you're complete too. And before I knew what was happening, I had spent 55 leaps to finish 10 hours worth of work for a stupid effing piano for Fauna.
And can we talk about this is the same piano that tricked me as well.
The bane of our campsite.
And the reason why I had a dueling piano bar for many months. Months, many days.
Many moons?
Many years.
It felt like.
That Fauna, the trickster.
She is a gambling trickster.
So upset. I was she's so mad at myself. I was like, that is 55 leaps I could never get back.
Oh, Fauna, wow.
That's a lot of leaps.
It's true. It's like it's like $2 okay. in real dollars.
It wasn't even like 2 hours or 2 minutes would have been great because I would have been in one leaf.
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, no biggie.
That was a lot of hours.
I just feel like that okay button after you click. Like if you tap, dangerous. If you just get
they
tap,
make it easy. They make it easy. Too easy. Too easy, Nintendo. Too fast.
I almost wish that I didn't have enough leafs, because then it would make me purchase leafs.
And then it would have stopped you.
Yeah. That's right. It would be nice if you could have like a little safe bank zone so you don't accidentally spend your leafs. Yes. Just like, oh, yeah, put my leafs in the bank.
You could set a limit. Like, I'm only allowed to spend 40 leafs this week.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Let's budgeting out our leafs.
Wow.
It would be like the parental controls or something.
Yeah. Oh, can you turn on parental controls for yourself?
Oh, man.
Can I parental control myself from overspending in this game?
It's accidental overspending. It's a tragedy. It's got to happen to everybody, honestly, because it is easy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd like to say this is the first time it's happened for me.
I know, right? I'm sure
I've done
it.
You know when you like craft an item that you already have and it's like, hey, you already have this item. Yeah. This is a duplicate. They don't give you that same warning if you're currently crafting it.
They don't. Yeah. You're right.
So that's so rough.
So that's how I made the two pianos.
Oh, no.
And literally I had to watch for like 18 hours. Oh.
Yeah.
Two pianos getting built. Oh.
Gosh,
you didn't want to use any leafs on that?
No. I was protective of my leafs, and I was very careful after making that first mistake.
I've already spent 10,000 bells.
I've already wasted 20,000 bells. I'm not going to do that.
So many bells. But it's okay. Oh, these things happen. We move on. We'll collect more leafs. Yeah. There will be other opportunities. Other things that are new. Were there other things?
Well, they had that announcement this morning.
Yes.
But yeah.
Wait, what was the announcement this morning?
Well, it wasn't anything super interesting.
Was that really this morning?
Are you talking about the picture?
It may have been yesterday.
Today's the mix and match. They talked about mix and match.
That was today.
You can mix and match the stuff on your campsite.
Which is weird because I could have sworn I went to look to try buying the undersea stuff, and the only things that were available for me were to buy the bamboo and the Christmas tree lights.
I'm pretty sure you can't buy the undersea stuff anymore.
It is there again.
Yeah, I checked the other day.
It was not there a couple days ago.
Okay, good. Because I also thought that, and I'm like, did they bring it back? Because I looked and it's definitely there. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
Because right after that event, I remember I thought, oh, I missed it. Not that I wanted it.
Right? No, because I did look.
It is
I
giving
it.
Me like every time I go. I think Turkey Boy specifically
has it.
It and looks cool. Every time I go to his camp, I like kind of.
Oh no! Oh no! Just cover up the top of your screen so you don't see that water above you.
Just a little bit nervous that I'm underwater.
See, like the idea of doing the swim level of Mario.
Oh, I know that is really cute with the underwater. Yes. What?
Could we have the cheap fish?
Oh my gosh, I would love the cheap cheeps. They're so cute.
Oh, the big or the little fish thingies.
Or the bloopers to go with the little blooper squids.
Oh, I love them so much.
I don't think we're going to have
any
of those.
Wouldn't it be
things.
Hilarious or awesome if you could catch those?
Oh my gosh, could they be a creature event? What if there was a creature event that you're growing seaweed? Oh, that'd be sweet.
And you could catch the Mario fish?
Yes.
The cheap cheeps?
The little cheap cheeps are
and
so sweet.
And the squid?
I would vote yes.
Oh my god.
I'm going to be honest, when my brother played Mario, that was the level I would walk out of the room for.
Are you serious?
Joelle, I'm sorry.
It wasn't real, Joelle.
I know. Just like I know Turkey Boy's camp is safely in my phone and not in real life.
And this is why like I'm like, maybe I don't want to get that because if Joelle doesn't like it, I haven't bought it yet.
I'll still visit. I gave him kudos anyway. I just don't particularly like spending time there.
Did you ever make up songs to Mario, the Mario songs?
No.
Swim, swim, swim. Swim, swim, swim. Swim, swim, swim.
It's amazing how I don't know that tune.
That's definitely the water thing.
That's
evidence
that I really walked out of the room.
Yeah, it makes sense. It checks out.
Because I think I know most of the...
I like it though. But it was fun. I would be excited about it. We would definitely want to temper it to make sure it's safe for Joelle. And be like, warning.
I mean, warning. Just a warning.
Yeah, it's a warning. It's fair. There we go.
My campsite's full of water.
Filled with water.
You choose what you want to do with that information.
Oh.
Good thing we're done with the scrambler event. Yes, now you can go ahead and do it.
That's true. It's safe now. But we do have, there were some other little things that we learned about. The teaser for the Gulliver. We don't know what's going to be yet, but that it's something
there,
to do with treats.
There was food.
Yes.
There was food flying food. Around.
Right?
Foodie food.
There was food. Food
flying food. Flood. 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 It's spelled the same.
A flood of food.
correct.
So to normal people, it just looks like food, flood, flood,
or
flood.
Food. Oh, guess to normal people, it would look like flood, flood.
Flood, flood.
Oh, you know what it is?
It's
what?
No.
It's flute, but the U has an umlaut.
Oh, yes. That's definitely flute, what it sounds flute. Like. But we don't know what this is going to bear with for Gulliver, aside from that it definitely is a picture of Gulliver, definitely has all these flutes around him. And we
my
don't
guess
know what
is
else.
You earn it by answering stupid questions.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh
questions!
My gosh. Does that mean it could be food we could put in our camp and have more delicious little treats yum. Laid out for our on our tea table?
So our campers can just stand around with forks and knives
yes, and
everywhere.
Just stand in front of them and do
dance
nothing.
A little bit.
Yes.
It's so cute. I love it.
I love it.
Oh, and I did notice in one of the teaser images, it had there was the Gulliver thing to the left, and then two other things, including new fishes.
Foosh for the food.
And then in the upper right, it had definitely a picture of a camper standing next to Bill holding a fishing rod. So an animal holding a fishing rod next to a cooler. What does it mean?
What does it mean?
New tasks?
I don't know.
Did I see that? I'm looking at the
it was something
at
that,
the flute update.
Flute. Okay.
And I don't see anything other than
I'm gonna pull this up.
Food.
I'm going to check it. I think our friend Steve even posted it, which I was impressed with.
Steve.
That's Steve. You know
Steve.
Him, our Animal Crossing.
Oh, so it was in Twitter versus in the actual game.
Oh, yes. That's I believe
in the
it was just
I
in Twitter.
See.
Good point. Thank you for calling
that
out.
I'm looking at the
out.
Picture in the game and it's totally different.
Yeah, the picture in the game, I don't recall it
didn't
having
have a lot
it in
of
there,
information.
But I'm going to pull this up. Here we go. So Steve posted it back on 3 days ago. It doesn't tell me the actual
back
date.
Back on 3 days ago.
Yeah, I was thinking it would tell me the actual date. So it says new animal requests in the little area where we have a photo. Holy cow, it's a photograph of Bill. That's not even possible. But you can see here, we have
screenshot.
Bill. If you check out that screenshot, it's Bill holding a fishing rod, looking surprised, standing next to a cooler, standing next to a villager, wearing a shirt.
Can I see?
It's a rugby shirt.
And rugby shirt.
And the villager, does that hair exist?
It might be for the boys.
Look at these
boys
fun
have a different
little animals.
Character. Right, is there a seahorse?
Look at the purple.
Napoleon fish.
The purple and red butterfly.
Oh, the Agrius butterfly.
And there's a big red and black and white beetle.
Oh, that's the Goliath beetle.
And then
I'm remembering this from some thinkings.
You're hilarious. And then there's a tiny little fish that has
neon
a giant
tetra.
Eye.
Probably neon tetra?
Yeah.
And then a spotted green fish with a giant eye.
The loach?
Maybe
yeah. Looks,
and then there's the seahorse with a giant eye.
That's got to be the seahorse.
No,
I know it is. I'm just giving you our time.
And then there's a blue green
tang
and,
looking
and
guy.
It's like a blue tang. Fade.
Blue it's fade.
Blue
yeah, it's
blue.
Not a blue tang.
I gotta see that one. I don't know what you're talking about.
A cichlid of some sort.
Oh, that might you this big headed guy.
Yeah,
I think that's a Napoleon fish.
You're a Napoleon fish.
That's what my mom says.
It's very pretty.
I like it. But I'm so excited for the Gulliver treats, especially.
Gulliver's
I want to see all those.
Travels.
Oh, Gulliver, you're so
Gulliver's
cute.
Treats.
Oh my gosh. I learned in Japan, his name is Johnny. Do you know about Jonathan Livingston Seagull? That was like a book or a poem or something. That's just what it made me think
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that's a known
sure.
guy. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I thought that was cute. That's where they got the Japanese name, I presume, because he's a seagull and they call him Johnny.
That's sweet.
Oh, it's precious.
Ours is punny because we have Gulliver. Gulliver, you're so cute.
Oh my god,
I can't wait to
that.
See you.
Well,
okay, it's the
we,
best though, right? Come
can
on,
we
puns.
Move along to our other categories?
What other categories? Oh my gosh, I don't know anything.
Well, let's do birthdays.
Say it's your birthday.
Happy birthday to ya. I don't know how to say it.
It's my birthday to ya.
It's my birthday to ya.
Whose birthday is it?
Well,
we're asking you.
Thursday. It was Bo's birthday.
Oh,
that's
I love
right.
Bo.
That's right. And I reported that I think he said something about eating cake alone or something.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Poor little bud.
I tried bringing him. I realized too late that it was his birthday because I had forgotten. I saw it in the morning and I totally blanked out on it.
It not only notified me on my phone, but even my watch was like, Bo's birthday.
That is the best. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I did not forget Bo's birthday.
Wow. Oh,
it's a very important day.
So sweet.
For little Bo. I don't know
how the notifications got there.
So did you know that deer antlers every year grow back?
They fall off and grow back. Yes, they're not permanent. I meant to look up what they're made out of. I think they're...
Yes. I did not know that.
But every year, you get an extra little...
Prong.
Punk.
That's right. That's why it's so fancy. You get the extra prongs. That's why the bigger...
Point. Point.
So the older they are, the bigger
their rack. Yeah. The bigger their rack is.
giggity.
But Bo is so cute.
Yeah. But I've never seen his come out.
Well,
and it's spring.
Special. These are Animal Crossing has special rules. These animals
the rules
don't
apply.
Yeah, correct.
They are trapped in amber.
Got it.
Preserved forever.
Preserved forever.
Forever young.
They don't age. They have birthdays, but they never age.
I wanna be forever young.
Do you really wanna live forever? Forever.
Forever. That was some good harmony.
You're welcome.
Very pretty.
Forever young.
I wanna be forever young.
Aww. So sweet, dudes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh,
sorry, Bo. Birthday.
That's it. Birthday. That's the only birthday.
Oh, okay. And that was easy.
With the gardening event, I haven't been doing gardening, so we're gonna skip
Leisha's garden corner. That's okay.
Yeah.
Flower.
Skip by the garden. We'll come back next time to Leisha's garden corner.
Yeah. Dream Sweet. Do we have anything?
Dream Sweet.
Where you sweet the dream.
I actually do have a dream suite.
Oh, good.
Just a flashback. This is just like, since we were doing all the Mario stuff, we've gotten all of our Mario things. I wanted to mention way back in 2006 when I was playing Animal Crossing Wild World, which was the first DS
Animal Crossing
game. Animal Crossing Wild World. Wild World.
I heard Riled World. That's not a word.
Roar.
Riley.
Her name is Rar. That's why she got the name Rar. She just switches out double
U's and marble mouth.
Riled World.
But no, Wild World. It had a way to achieve Mario goodies, which was way more challenging than this, because this is easy. We just have it in game. For Wild World, if you wanted to collect the Mario stuff, there was a special promotion with Toys R Us that you could take your DS to Toys R Us, release a message in a bottle, and go to their little
kiosk.
What
does that mean, release a message in a bottle?
Within the game, you could like write a note and put it... You know how you can send messages to friends?
Yes.
In Animal Crossing. And you could write
City
a
Folk,
note
yes.
and in City Folk.
To Toys R Us.
Except you would write it in, put it in a little bottle, in a message in a bottle, and you could put it, release it into your ocean... And that would, like, by wireless connections, Wi-Fi / whatever,
oh my God.
Release it to friends that you passed by in the street. But if you went to Toys R Us, you could, to their kiosk, it was like the Nintendo kiosk, you could release messages in a bottle, and then you would get a message back from, I think it was get a message back from Nintendo. You would restart, and you would get a Mario item would wash up on the beach for
you. Oh my God.
So you could keep, and you'd
That's
have to
a lot
like,
of work.
Yes, and you'd have to restart your game every time and write
well,
a new best
work
message
anymore,
in a bottle.
Now that all the Toys R Us's are going out of business.
I know, it wouldn't have existed. But I remember taking lunch times and going to Toys R Us so I could try collecting all the Mario items. It was so much fun.
That's adorable.
I had so much fun doing that. But
you didn't always get the...
You would get you would always get an item, but you would get repeats sometimes.
Oh.
So you could be get so I might have gotten like 4 super mushrooms and 1 up mushroom, and I still wanted to get that superstar, so I'd have to keep trying.
This is like going to McDonald's when you're trying to collect all of whatever it is.
Yes.
And, yeah.
But thankfully not as expensive as having
not
to actually buy any food. So you could just like roll in and...
Well, at some point McDonald's was just like, we sell them here. You don't have to buy anything.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
I know.
Like
I like
for
that.
The Lord of the Rings chalices.
Oh.
My brother went to all McDonald's in the
yes.
town I grew up in.
Oh.
He went to each and every one so he could get all 4 glasses.
So great.
The whole set.
Those are some cool
Does he
mugs,
still have
though.
Them?
Glasses.
I still have the 2 he gave me.
Those are pretty dope. I was thinking
I
about
Gandalf
those.
And Frodo.
Oh,
did they come with a little base that you stuck on to light up?
They came with a little light up base.
This is the coolest.
And that made it feel like you were drinking from a magical chalice.
Absolutely magical.
It was 100%. Red. It was little red lights.
Yes.
Do you still That's have great. Those?
No, they died and
yeah.
they were rubber and they
yeah,
fell
they
apart.
Got, they kind of got like a little
they
weird.
Got sticky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. But mm-hmm. that was fun while they
but
were
the
new.
But the glasses themselves,
oh, yeah.
because we don't
Forever.
Have them. All of our wine glasses are like in storage in our basement, so those
Fair.
Are those are our wine glasses.
Oh, very nice.
They're hardier than our fancy wine
That's
glasses.
Very cool. And
they're made
so much
out
fun.
Of plastic.
No, they're glass.
They're made out of glass.
Yeah, they're legit.
They cost
the
$20.
Bases.
They cost $20 each.
Oh, I did not remember that.
They were not free with like a Happy Meal or whatever. That those are small and cheap garbage. Gosh. These were like $20. You know what I mean?
These were legit. You're going to like last for years. And obviously they have.
Yeah.
That's wow. So great. I love it.
That's impressive.
That actually reminds me of when there was a gas station. I forget what it was. It was Sunoco. Uh-huh. There was a gas station that had Coca-Cola glasses.
Oh.
And you could like go and buy them as well. Uh-huh. And they were like legit real glasses. And like, and we collected so many that those were our glasses.
That's great.
For years.
Oh, I so seem fun. To remember something
there,
similar.
There was a commercial where, uh-huh. where this one lady was so proud of her collection. And she and all of them were like, this is the one from our trip to California. And this is our one from blah, blah. Aww. And this is the sophisticated one. But, and they were all exactly the same.
Okay. Oh, that's cute.
I would love to find that commercial one day.
That sounds
it's probably
delightful.
Amongst the fashion bug.
It's right there with the Connecticut so much to yes. do. Yeah.
anyway. You find them someday.
Some portal somewhere.
Many, it's going to happen.
Many tangents.
It's going to be all the
dimensions
same.
Dimensions away.
Fantastic.
Do we have any complaints? Do you guys have complaints? If not, I won't sing.
I don't think I have any complaints this week. I didn't write any notes down today,
so I have nothing.
Well, I mean, the only complaint that I have is the zipper endgame.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, not that exciting, was it?
But it was just...
And the fact that I want to know...
Spoiler. If you don't want to hear a spoiler, skip ahead a minute.
Okay, very quickly. They don't reveal... Who is in the fucking bunny
nope.
suit?
Nope. No,
it's not revealed.
And it's just a cute little dance.
It is a cute dance.
It is a cute dance. I wish I had put my sound on. I had my sound turned off.
I had the same issue. I was like,
and I recorded it and I was like, gosh darn it. I wish I had my sound on.
There's got to be something.
I did like in the dance that they brought in campers that were not actually in
yes.
the campsite.
Wait, who did you have?
I'd have to check my screen.
Oh, wow. I don't remember.
I had Stitches.
I think I did.
Do you remember Stitches? And Francine.
I think that
was
my set.
It was like all hip people.
Oh, interesting.
And I don't remember the rest.
I made a little animated gif. Let me pull it up.
I took video.
I had Pietro Stitches.
Pietro, yes.
Oh, I just had Pietro Stitches and Chrissy in mine.
Oh, Chrissy. Was it Chrissy or Francine?
Mine Maybe was Chrissy for sure. Check it out right there.
She's pink.
Yeah, mine was pink. Yeah, mine was
Stitches, be wrong. Gosh darn
Chrissy,
it.
Pietro,
well,
me,
no, maybe.
And Zipper.
No, I'm probably stupid.
No. Never. You know what? I do think they should have had some of the little scramblers in there dancing with them.
Oh, yeah. But Chrissy. Oh, Chrissy. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, they had the balloons. The balloons are like moving a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no scramblers in the list of little dance.
Yeah.
And
hey.
And they invited Leisha's least favorite character.
Well, yes. Oh, that's so funny. I'm listening to the podcast and it recorded the sound of the podcast. Wow.
That's awesome.
Interesting.
It's layers upon layers of Pocket Pod. Oh, man. But that
Did
was
we just
so
incept
cute.
Ourselves?
I want
It's Pocket
lower.
Pod. You like your Pocket Pod? I heard you like Pocket Pod. So
pocket
Pod.
Incepting
pod
your Pocket incepting Pod. Your Pocket Pod.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, but it was still... So it's that's over. We can still continue collecting things, sharing bugs. I was going to call them bugs. Sharing our scramblers with our friends.
Yeah.
Oh, and we had names for our scramblers.
Oh, no. Yes.
Oh, yeah, mine's Chrissy. Just kidding.
Pink is Chrissy.
I don't even know what color she is. That's how little I care about her.
I thought you were going to say you were colorblind, so you were just...
So we had the striped ones, and then we had the floral ones.
Yes.
And then we had the Dapper Dans.
Yes. Yep.
And then we had the...
Your Majesty.
That's right. Your Majesties. Oh, they're so precious. Yes. But their hats are the cutest.
I know.
I would die for those little hats.
They're so precious.
All I want is to put little hats on the eggs in my fridge right now.
Oh my goodness. Please do this. Let's find some tiny
hats.
Sarah's
like, let's do that.
Yes, this is happening, making tiny hats. It'll be great. But it was cool. I liked it. One thing I definitely noticed that this time I feel like I was getting a lot of gifts of scramblers from friends who like never have open flowers.
I know.
I kept trying to give things back and I'm like, you don't have any flowers.
I had the hardest time reciprocating, so I just went to like whoever in the last day has given me some flowers.
Yeah.
I just went back to them.
I stopped
keeping track very quickly.
And
what I did was
I just gave them all of what I had.
Yeah.
Whoever the last
I definitely
the
spent
worst
out
person
my
that was available,
my,
I just gave them all of them.
I generally
and I'm like,
just went
I'll get you next time
because
you're full. So
yeah.
I tried to make sure that everyone got them back.
Last night, my brother came by for dinner, and we were just giving eggs back and forth to each other at the table.
That's so fun.
I was like, all right, I'm going to drop off 10. He's like, you have 10? I was like, yeah, I've been busy.
Aww.
And then he dropped me 5 and we went back and forth. And we
That's
had,
awesome.
And he was dumbfounded by my success every time. He's like, how are you getting these? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not doing anything.
You're just lucky. I'm just
there was lucky. One time where I, like, almost all of my flowers had scramblers, not from people giving to me, just from like blooming.
Oh, nice.
And then like only 2 got caught.
Yes.
It was the saddest. So I was like, sometimes. This is awesome. So many. And then it was like 2.
Like, you had a chance for 20 or something. Yeah.
Right?
And you get 2 wins. Yeah.
Yeah, it is harsh when it's way less than half a turnout. I'm like, oh,
I don't
brother.
Feel like testing this logic, but I feel like the gift ones have a better success rate than the natural growth ones. I mean, I could be wrong.
I didn't find that to be true when you dropped off 3 for me today and That's none true. Of them got caught.
But you dropped me off 5 or 6 today and I got 4.
Wow. That was great. That is a good turnaround.
And then I won.
Well, the game doesn't end until Monday night.
Wow, really? That long?
Monday
We've got
I think
time.
It's the 9th.
Yeah, that's Monday. Right?
So I want to say it's Monday
it
early
is. Oh,
morning.
So it might be 12
it might be
Sunday
midnight.
Night
Monday.
Into
that makes
Monday
sense.
Morning.
Yes, that's 2 usually what
but
I do.
What I want to say is your Pocket Pod friends are all done. So if you guys need help, anyone needs help, let us know on either our Facebook
off.
Sharing.
Yep, Facebook, Twitter,
or tweet
Instagram,
us.
Or Tumblr.
Instagram, Tumblr. We are willing to help. We've got eggs with legs.
That's
and,
right.
And we're going to keep growing till the end of the event because we all are addicted to trading. And
Yes. Getting all the flowers because maybe I'll collect more of those little, just the potted flowers because I was sad that I didn't have more of those sweet ones from Lottie's event. I was like, oh, that would have been so cute.
Painting the
roses
red. Oh, Rar has the cutest little, I don't know if you still have it up, but your flamingo.
Oh, yeah, my little flamingos are, oh, yes.
It is a perfect croquet match.
If only we had the little... What? The little
hedgehogs.
Yes, the hedgehogs are so precious.
The pink and yellow. Weren't they pink and yellow?
Yeah, they were
or
colorful little
lots
hedgehogs.
Of them. And
this
the little
so
derpy
sweet.
One who didn't want to roll.
Yes.
And the silly flamingo who didn't want to.
That was my favorite. The goofy dodo flamingo.
Dodo. Yeah.
He is so precious.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I really
love them.
Want to watch Alice in Wonderland right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so sweet. It's a classic. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Oh. Guys, it was so fun. I'm so excited they had a Eastery, Wonderlandy tribute fun times. It's great. Good job, Nintendo. Yay.
Thank you, Nintendo, for this like Mario meets Alice
it's
combo
been a
week. It's been weird.
Yeah, it's been busy. It's been super busy.
Well, my favorite is when you go do like a request for you go visit a camper on one of the islands, you go do a request, and they give you like here's 300 bells, and here's some wood, and here's this. Oh, and here's 17 other things.
Right? Yes.
Here's
it keeps going.
3 types of flowers, 3 types of mushrooms. Sometimes there's a bonus.
Yes.
I'm not complaining, but it was like
no,
chaos.
It's true. It's so much stuff.
Yeah.
It was definitely a very
it
generous.
Like, it was like a jackpot. I could hear like the yeah, that sound every time. I had like little dollar signs in my eyes.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah, I know. I feel like they're spoiling us so hardcore. Like, we have so many, like, multiple events, still releasing new clothes and getting teased for new things that are coming up. I'm like, you can't keep this up forever, can you? Can you? If you can, it'll be great. Keep it up forever.
The part that I get worried about is, like, then there's going to be, like, a week or, like, 4 days where there's, like, this lull, and it's like, oh, what's the point of this game?
Right? Well,
that's when I need to do my gardening.
That's when you do the
gardening. Oh, right, that's true.
Catch up.
Ugh.
Yes.
Because I don't have any more amenities. We're all done on our amenities. We're all caught up.
Yeah, we're all finished.
We need like a big wave of like...
I want to see some Civic right now.
Civic,
we
elegant.
We need like Civic and elegant like at the same time.
Yeah.
So we have like 2 that we need to start crafting at the same time.
Yeah. Because otherwise we'll get all the way to the end of our amenity like within a few days.
Yeah, it's true. It needs to like...
They haven't
like
met us.
We have the strategy down pat.
Right.
We know the system.
We know how to work it, guys.
I'll probably just start focusing on the 10,000 bell items for a little while. And
That's a fun thing
start
to
start
making
on. My campers happy.
Oh, because
I still have a whole bunch of like amps and microphones to make.
Yes.
Like and gym equipment. Those are the ones I haven't made yet. Because I'm like,
I haven't made
any
of the gym
equipment.
Why am I going to
spend 10,000 bells on this thing?
I want to make them happy, but some of the items are just not very interesting to me. But I mean, that's okay.
Like
it's what they like.
I just did Carrie's.
You know what we forgot?
Thing. Cradle. What?
We
what?
Forgot our character.
What
feature?
It's not too late.
Well, we're almost out of time.
That's okay. We don't have to do the same features every week.
Save it.
Yeah,
save it
for another time.
Yeah. There was a lot to talk about this week.
I know.
We could always do 2 profiles 1 week if we had.
Yeah.
Time.
There's always.
I had one,
flexible.
But I'll save it.
Save it up. Save it up for it. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. I got panicked. Got it all a tizzy.
Oh, no. Never. It's just chill and fun. Just the whatever is fun. You can hide behind your microphone screen if you want to.
What is happening?
Dodge it to the left. Dodge it. Oh, there she is. This is a
peek-a-boo.
Fun game.
This is a really good sound activity.
Alicia's now leaning to the right. And then she's leaning to the left. Now she's ducking down again. Is she hidden? I don't know.
Peek-a-boo.
There she is. She's appeared once again.
Where's Leash?
Oh, my God.
Here she is.
We are in a small room. You cannot escape without
me
noticing.
Not big enough. All right. Well, I have a last question. It's,
oh,
it's
share
pretty
it
simple
us,
and light.
Please.
Little Flip, his yes. catchphrase is re-rack or re-rack?
Yeah. Re-rack.
What do you think? Do you think that's like a onomatopoeia for like re-rack? Or is he like literally saying like, hey, re-rack,
like
pool.
I legit thought it was pool related. I'm like, he's a sporty guy. He's a pool shark. He does pool
It never
things.
Even occurred to me. I've never heard the term I mean, I've heard the term re-rack, but I've never like heard anyone say it a lot. So I was like.
I just thought it was another dumb thing
re-rack.
Animals say.
I just onomatopoeia is the only thing I could think of. It was like a weird
just going, rack.
I like it more as onomatopoeia, just thinking of him saying rack.
It's more like rack. Flip is sort of.
It could have gone either
he's sort
way
of a rack.
Me,
well,
so.
You know?
I like him better thinking it's onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Just like a fun word.
I don't like the pool reference. It's kind of boring.
It doesn't make sense. Also, I don't think he asks for a pool item. I don't remember what his item is.
And he doesn't have one of those numbered shirts that make you look like a pool ball.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There are many missed opportunities.
There's so many things.
Maybe
his name is Flip. It's not like Q or Scratch.
Oh, Scratch. Yeah. That would have been good.
All of those names would have been
just off the top of my head.
I know. I can't think of any other things.
Bill.
Eight ball.
Even Bill. But we already have a Bill.
Oh, Bill.
Bill for billiards.
Balls.
Oh my gosh.
Fine. With a
balls.
Z at the end, of course.
Balls. Balls. Yes, monkey balls.
Pocket?
Pocket pod. Pocket.
Pocket. If there's ever a character named Pocket, they're going to be our new
mascot. I'll look it up. I don't think there is, but we'll see.
Animal Crossing Pocket.
Little Pocket.
Pocket, all right, Pocket.
Guys.
That's a good question. We'll think about Flip more. Maybe he'll become one of our favorites eventually.
No, it won't happen. He's just going to be like tofu and in the middle, nobody cares
about
him.
He's the one we always forget. Like, I mentioned him, I remember a few weeks ago, and you're like, oh yeah, Flip.
He's the only monkey we have, and he's so uninteresting.
No.
How is that possible?
Because
he's
got
goofy feet.
Because
goofy
he's another
feet, I mean
bro-y
teeth.
Bro, and they're boring.
He's got green ears, though. That's really adorable. Why don't I
he's
like
got
him?
Doofy teeth. Not that having buck teeth is doofy, but
no, in
it
fact,
looks
in fact,
on him.
Buck teeth is buck teeth.
I know. I said feet earlier. I can't say that.
Buck
word.
Feet.
Buck feet.
Buck teeth. Is that like is buck feet. Feet like pigeon feet? Pigeon toad.
Puck. Yeah.
Pocket pukadoops.
All right, guys. You ready to wrap it up?
No, I want to linger on this longer. Just kidding. Okay.
Freep.
Floop.
Flippity
floop.
And flippity flow.
Floop food.
Shibbity
shibbity. Floop flood. Floop duffy.
Again, can you tell this is a Friday night?
Oh, God.
I'm so glad it's Friday.
All right. Well, on that note, you guys going to beatbox your way into my heart. Thank you for listening to Pocket Pod Animal Crossing, episode 16, with your friendly friends. Oh, God. I'd like to thank our sponsors this week, Alice in Wonderland, the Cheshire Cat, also known as Generic Cheshire Cat, Zippy the Zipper. You know, that thing with the zipper. And those silly little eggs that wander around. And last but not least, we'd like to thank our producer, Jack Quaid Blank of Monkey Cat Studios. Thank you and good night.